Parshas Koirach.
Shlomi, your father's here. That's your father's car, no? Yeah.
Nu, Shlomi, did you have a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's yeah? Don't sound very excited.
Huh, I don't think it's fair.
Don't think it's fair? What's not fair?
This new takana that the yeshiva made.
Which to all that bar mitzvahs have to end at 10:30? Why, it's an excellent takana.
But it's not fair. 10:30 is when all the fun starts. When Moshe was balancing a plate...
Excuse me. If the bar mitzvah has to end at 10:30, I just guess the fun will have to start earlier. Put on your seatbelt.
You know what's not fair, Tom? All the bar mitzvahs till now were able to end late. So it's not fair for the new kids. How come their bar mitzvahs can't be as long...
You know something? Whenever Besdin makes a takana throughout the generations, you can always say, well, it wasn't fair for the people until then. That's what Klal Yisrael is all about. We accept upon ourselves new takanas. And sometimes with sacrifices. That's why we're still around, you know, because of the takanas chazal.
But, what about having some fun?
And what about being a little mature? Maybe you're a menahel and your abayim are a little smarter than you are. And they're definitely older. Did I ever tell you the story that the Gemara tells us in Masechtis Pesachim that Rav Masna was teaching the people about the halachos of Mayim Shalanu? Do you know what Mayim Shalanu means?
Yeah, that the water has to be drawn from the well the night before.
That's right. What does the word lanu mean?
From the word lan, it has to spend the night out of the water.
Mm. But lanu can also mean hours, right? So you know that story the Gemara tells us. Rav Masna was teaching the people about how to bake matzahs.
And you can't just use any water. The water has to be Mayim Shalanu.
The next morning, Rav Masna opened up his door and there were lines of people standing there with cups.
Why are you all standing here?
We need your water.
Yeah, please. Can you please give us some water?
And maybe you can pull out a hose. There's a lot of people over here. We need the water.
It's late. We gotta start baking matzahs. What are you talking about? What do you mean, my water? You don't need my water.
Well, didn't you say it has to be our water, meaning the rabbi's water? Mayim Shalanu, our water?
No. Mayim Shalanu means water that's spent the night out of the well. Now I ask you, Shlomi, why would the Gemara even repeat a story like that?
Because it's funny.
But the Gemara doesn't make jokes, Chas v'Shalom.
So why does the Gemara repeat it?
The Avnei Nezer says, to teach us a lesson. Can you imagine nowadays if a Rav would say, you could only buy our water? What would everyone say?
Only his water?
What do we have to buy his water for?
And now you master.
But in those days, if they thought that the Rav said our water, they didn't ask any questions. They came running to buy the Rav's water. Of course, it was a mistake. But the Gemara wants to show us the tmimus, the amunas chachamim, that they had in those times, which is the reason Klal Yisrael survived throughout the generations.
I guess I don't have to understand everything.
That's right.
But... it's so much more fun the other way.
Yeah, Koirach also said it would be so much more fun if we didn't have to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. But I'm sure you wouldn't want to wind up Chas v'Shalom where...
where Koirach and his friends wound up? No.
Nah, look at this traffic. It'll take forever to get home.
Oh no, when am I going to chaser for the Faher? When am I going to review for the Gemara test tomorrow?
Oh, is that so? You still have to review for a Gemara test. And you wanted to come home at 12 instead of at 11, right?
Well, I really did review most of the Gemara before I left to the Bar Mitzvah. But there's still one Marsha that we learned that is really, really hard, and I don't understand it yet.
Interesting. You don't understand it. But you know the Marsha is right, whether or not you understand it.
Of course. Every Marsha we learned this year was so difficult at first. But after we understood it, it was so geschmack. why, the whole Gemara took on a whole different meaning, a whole different life.
In that case, why don't you listen to this story about the Marsha?
Rebbe, I have your clothes. It's 2 hours to Shabbos. All your clothes is over here in the basket. Are we ready to go to the mikveh? I'm ready to carry it for you.
Shloime, I must finish writing this tshuva. Why don't you run along? You have to get back to your own family before Shabbos.
But Rebbe, who will carry your clothes to the mikveh?
It's okay. This week, I'll carry my own clothes.
Boy, this is a strange world. Each week, more and more people are having a whole line of clothes carriers. And the Rav says he'll carry his own clothes.
I don't understand this. People have hired workers to carry their clothes to the mikveh?
Yeah, it used to be just the Rabbonim had that, or the real rich people in the town. Heh, now anyone that's like a chashiv, you know, a half chashiv, or a quarter chashiv, or a nickel chashiv, or a pitsy chashiv, you gotta have, if you don't have someone carrying your clothes to the mikveh, you know, your clean clothes one way, and the dirty clothes the other way, forget about it. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it, and you know, people say, yeah, who are you? You don't even have like you're like a nothing. As a matter of fact, I'm looking for someone to carry my own clothes.
How long has this been going on?
Since like an hour before Shabbos, since people are
How long has this been happening in this town that suddenly there is this new social pressure that people have to have a clothes carrier? Isn't it bad enough that people are struggling for parnassa?
I'm pretty struggling for parnassa myself.
People are struggling to pay their schar limit?
It's been a while since I paid my...
People are struggling to make shiduchim with their children?
Yeah. And now they're also struggling to have clothes carriers. But, you know, that's what makes them feel important.
That's what makes a yid feel important? A clothes carrier! What about midos? What about Torah? What about avoida?
Well, I guess that also, you know, but... Oh, look out the window. There's Zorach the Gevir heading for the bathhouse. Actually, he has like a whole army of clothes carriers. Now that everyone has a clothes carrier, the rich people need like a whole bunch of them.
Attention!
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Reuven, you have the pants.
Yes, sir.
Shimon, you have my shirt.
Yes, sir.
Levi, do you have my socks?
Yes, sir.
Actually, your left sock.
Yehuda, you have my right sock.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Alexei, do you have my suspenders?
I'm coming. Sorry. Your suspender seems to have got caught onto something.
Do you have my suspenders, Mr. Alexei?
Actually, I think your suspenders has me. But don't worry, I'll untangle myself here in a minute.
All right, on your mark, get ready, get set, march forward!
This must be stopped. This must be stopped at once! This is ridiculous! It's a Chil Hashem!
Do you want me to make an announcement? That from now on, no one should carry anyone's clothes to the mikveh?
Yes. And make an announcement that even the Rabbanim, even I myself, will no longer have anyone carrying my clothes.
Then I'm out of a job.
I'll pay you anyway.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. But what about the covet of the Rav carrying your own clothes to the mikveh?
I am more concerned with the covet of the Shechina.
Excuse me, Rav. Can I see you a few moments?
Yes, what's the matter?
The Rav is very busy now. He just told me I have nothing...
Quiet, please. What's the matter?
I really need money for Shabbos. Actually, I want to be perfectly honest with the Rav. I need money to hire a clothes carrier.
You're going around collecting? To hire a clothes carrier?
I know, Rebbe, it sounds strange, but if I'm caught carrying the clothes to the mikveh myself, my kids are made fun of in school. They say your father is a schnorrer. He doesn't even have anyone to carry his clothes to the mikveh.
Enough is enough! We must put a stop to this at once.
I'll go make the announcement that from next week...
No, from next week. From this week. There's no time for announcements. I shall go myself.
Forward march! Hop, 2, 3, 4. Carry my pants, carry my socks, carry my shirts. Mr. Alexei, where are you with those suspenders?
Oh, I'm coming, I'm coming. It's just that it looks like it got tangled over here in the fire hydrant. I think... Whoa! Oh, I think the streets are still flooded. Oh, don't worry. I'm swimming over with your suspenders. Hey! Durov is standing over there.
Durov is standing here.
Hey, stop! Stop! Covered from Durov!
Might have been Abaisai! This terrible Mida! That suddenly everyone needs one, two, or three, or four people to carry their clothes to the Beis HaMerchetz, to the mikveh. This is to stop as of now. I officially prohibit anyone to have their clothes carried to the Beis HaMerchetz or to the mikveh. I myself will carry my own clothes.
Did the people listen, Ta?
Well, most of the people, respectfully, took their clothes and walked away. But it's always the Oiber Chacham, like the one who had this whole army carrying his clothes.
Well, I don't understand this. What is wrong with having someone carry your clothes if I can afford it? What is the problem? Who does that Rav think he is, telling me I can't have anyone carry the clothes? Men, forward march!
I don't think we should go against the will of the Rav.
I said forward march! As far as I'm concerned, I don't understand this Takan at all. If someone can't afford a clothes carrier, too bad on him. Let's go!
Excuse me. Everyone else left. I asked that people should dismiss their clothes carriers.
Rabbi, as of next week, I'll consider it.
As of today, you will stop.
I'm afraid I intend to continue going.
What a chutzpah! How dare him speak to the Heiliger Marshal that way?
In that case, I'm afraid you may be turned into the laughingstock of the town.
I'm going to be turned into the laughingstock of the town. Well, men, let's just march on over here.
What's Durov saying? He's...
The smoke, the heavy smoke, will cover the ground.
Heavy smoke will cover the ground? What are you talking about, Rabbi?
Vayachas he'oshan ha'kaved es ha'aretz.
Smoke coming up from the ground! Ugh, this black suit! It's the black suit. Ugh. This black suit. It looks horrible. Ugh.
I mean the kind of black suit that comes out of the chimney, not the black suit that I'm wearing.
Oh, I mean the black suit that you're wearing. Pretty disgusting to me.
There's this black, like, smoke coming from the ground.
Hey, men, that's my fancy silk clothes. Don't let it get full of that black soot that's coming up from the ground! Quickly, lift it up high! Lift it high! Lift it!
We're trying! We can't hold it any higher!
The smoke is rising! This is terrible! All my fancy clothes are going to be destroyed!
I think you should, give in to the Marshal.
I am not giving in! No, I don't understand this, Takana, and I'm not giving in! Stand on your tippy toes! The smoke is getting higher! Wait. There's only one solution. Hold me! Give me the clothes, and all of you, pick me up!
1, 2, 3, let's go. Mr. Alexei, we need your help.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. I don't think this is gonna work. I said, pick me up! We're trying, but we're not being very, very successful. Oh, no! My new clothes! It's all getting ruined! Oh, doesn't anyone have a solution for me? Oh, I think I have an idea. Why don't you pick us up? Okay, you with the pants, get on top of me!
Yeah, here I go!
You with the shirt, get on top of him!
I'm coming!
You with the socks,
Get on top of him!
Ow! Ouch! Ow! That's my nose! Ow! Get your shoe out of my ear! Ow! Oh,
Mr. Alexei! Climb on top of him! I'm coming! I'm coming! Oh,
get your fingers out of my ear!
Oh, that's your ear. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. I'm standing on top, and I'm holding up all the clothes real high. I think we're just about on top. The clothes is on top of the smoke. I think we should start all over again. Let's just pick the pants out of that mud.
I have it.
Let's just pick the socks out of that sewer.
I got one of them.
Would you please pick his shirt out of that garbage can? As for me, where are those suspenders again? Oh, I guess they're just lost. I guess they were just attached to the back part of my belt. Hey, wait a second. What happened to all the smoke?
Hey, look at all the people standing on the rooftops. They're all laughing at us. Why are you laughing? You think it's so funny?
You know something? We only thought there's smoke here. There's no real smoke.
Yeah, I guess it was pretty funny watching us do this.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Everyone's laughing at me. Oh, Rabbi, I started up at the wrong person. Who am I to even suggest that what the Rabbi says is right or wrong? Whatever Takana you want, Rabbi. Oh, I promise. Are you Michael me, Rabbi? Are you Michael me? Please be Michael me. And thank you for letting me go with such a light punishment. Just by everyone laughing at me.
Light punishment? Easy for him to say. Mr. Alexei fell on us, not on him.
Oh, Rav. I'm sorry. Can you please... ask me what I have to do in order for you to be my homie.
Yes, I will tell you. All the people in town that went into debt because they had to keep up with this social pressure that was started over here, I want you to help them out to get out of debt. All those people, Nebuch, that don't have money for Shabbos because they had to keep up with everyone else in town who has this luxury, I want you to pay for them.
Oh, yes, Rebbe. Of course. Of course I will.
I guess the Mashah teaches us a lesson.
Yes, my dear Shlaimala.
And what is that lesson?
The lesson is that if a Rav makes a Takana, you don't have to understand it. That's unless you want to learn the hard way. No, Ta. I think I'd rather learn the easy way. Oh, look, Baruch Hashem, looks like we had Kvitza Sederach. We're home already.
That's right. And it's 10:45.
I guess that's enough time for you to still learn the Mashah with me inside. You know something, Ta?
Yes, Laimala?
It's a good thing we have this new Takana by coming home from Bar Mitzvahs early.
Why?
Because if I would have come home later, I would have never understood the Mashah.